Parshas Tazria.
Shloimi, what are you doing in my drawer again? I wanted to see something.
See what?
I dropped something.
That's what you said last time. You have no right to look into my drawer. It's my room also. It may be your room also, but it's not your drawer.
What's going on over here?
Shloimi is always looking into my drawer. He's always reading my letters.
You leave them open.
That's not an excuse.
Tati, he's always screaming at me.
Well, wait a second. Shloimi, do you know there is a Chayim Rabbein Geshen to read someone else's letters? And that even includes your brother. You have no right to look into his drawer.
You see, I told you...
Yankel, please walk out for a moment.
Yes, Tati.
Shloimi, why are you crying?
Yankel gets everything. He got to go to Eretz Yisrael last year. He got to go to camp for all summer. He got a new suit for Sukkot and Pesach. And I get nothing. Nothing ever goes my way. Today I got into trouble in yeshiva. Now when I come home, and my brother is all angry at me. And tomorrow I have this big test in Parshas Tazria.
So tomorrow you have a big test in Parshas Tazria. Should I ask you a question?
On Parshas Tazria?
Yes.
Okay.
What is the din? If the person's tziras covers his entire body.
Oh, the pasuk says if the chisasa tziras is kol arhanega, they roshay vad raglav.
Yes, go ahead.
Then he's tahar.
Now how could that be? With two hairs, he becomes tameh. And if there's tziras over his entire body, he is tahar?
My Rebbe said, I think from the Chafetz Chaim, that the whole purpose of the nega was in order to correct the person, to remind him that he has to do tshuva. But if his tziras covers his entire body, he's so broken, he has absolutely nothing, then automatically he becomes tahar.
Now I think you're getting a little bit of a message over here.
Tate, you're going to tell me a story now?
You want to hear one?
Yes.
Can I hear the story too?
No, Tati's telling me the story. If I can't read your letters and look into your drawer, then you can't hear my story. Okay, Tati. Sure, Yankel, you could come in. Thanks.
The Heilige Rishna had a mechitten. His name was Halpern. Mr. Halpern was a very big Baal Tzedakah and an extremely rich man. Everything in his life always went his way. As a matter of fact, once they were on their way to the marketplace, the Gevir Halpern had a tremendous amount of money in his money bag. They stopped off by a main station because the horses needed some rest. The Balagola, the wagon driver, said,
"He will just be here a couple of moments. I want the horses to get a drink and rest up a little bit. Anyway, I want to check the wheels. Hey, Mr. Halpern, you mind sitting on that bench just for a few moments over here?"
"No, I don't mind. That's all right. I'll take the money with me. Don't want to leave it on the wagon. Oh, I'm so tired."
"Mr. Halpern, we're ready to go. Everyone's on the wagon."
"Oh, it's stuck late. All right, I'm coming. "Please, drive as fast as you can. I see we've lost some time."
We're here. We've made it in 2 hours to the marketplace. Record time."
"Ah, and just in time. I see the person I buy the material from is about to pack up his wares. Rebbe Zalman, I'm here.
"Oh, Mr. Halpern, I thought you weren't coming today. Well, I've prepared some huge big bundles for you. If you buy it, you'll make a tremendous profit."
"Let me look it over. Ah, Baruch Hashem, excellent. Let me just take out my money and..."
My money.
"Chaim, did you see my money bag?"
You had it with you the entire time."
"Ask the wagon driver. Did you see the boss's money bag?"
"I told him to take it off the wagon with him when he sat on that bench. In the middle of that big station."
"He says that you took it off with you."
"He's right.
And I left it on the bench in the middle of that marketplace. 1 million ruble cash. Oy vey.
Let's go back right away and see if it's still there.
You'll be wasting your time. You think 1 million ruble left in the middle of a marketplace will still be there?
We have to try. Let's go back.
There's no way the money's gonna be there.
1 million ruble in a marketplace like that, with hundreds of thousands of people going by. A problem of a tula.
Forget it, the money is lost.
Let's go back and see.
Okay, you can wake up now. We've returned.
Go down and check.
I see there's a shikar sleeping over here. Excuse me. Wait a second. He has a pillow. He made a pillow out of the money bag. Excuse me, sir. Hello. What's the matter? That bag that you're sleeping on, that's my boss's bag. I came here before. I saw this bag with millions of rubble. I thought it would be a very soft pillow. So I went to sleep with it. I have a different pillow. I'll bring you a pillow from the wagon. Oh, this is much more comfortable. Thanks.
Gavir Halpern, this is absolutely amazing.
This is unbelievable.
This couldn't happen to anyone else.
You are the only one in the world that can leave 1 million ruble in the marketplace and still find it there.
This is mama's tremendous ness. That chicken, he was looking for a pillow. He slept on it the whole time.
And in effect, protected it.
Gavir Halpern, so are we giving a kiddush this Shabbos for all the workers? Gavir Halpern, you don't look too happy.
Everything okay? You feeling good? Chaim, I'm going to pay you up for the week, and you can go home now.
Go home? Why? We're in the middle of the market.
Did you hear what I said?
Okay.
Baruch, I'm going to pay you for the week, and you can go home now. I don't need to go anywhere anymore.
But why? You have the money. We can run back.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Kleinemus, come here. You know you are my most trusted worker. You are my assistant. Everything I do goes through you.
And I don't understand what you're doing. Rev Halpern, why are you sending everyone away? You should be jumping for joy that you found the money. I don't get it. Now, what are we going to do without all of these workers?
What are we going to do? It's not your concern. Here.
What's this? Why are you giving me all this money?
I am paying you all the money I owe you. I'm going to be going off alone now.
Why? Why are you doing this?
Please. Maybe one day you will understand. Maybe one day you won't.
Tati, why did the Gavir Halpern do that? Yeah, why wasn't he jumping for joy that someone found his money? You know, it's a good thing that shikar isn't like someone else I know that looks into someone else's bags.
That's enough. All I can tell you is, Kleinemist went home, and he invested the money that his boss gave him, settled in a tiny little city, and he became very, very well-to-do. Many, many years passed, when suddenly someone knocked on his door who looked to him like he was familiar.
Who was it? Who was it, Tati?
It was someone who used to be the Gavir Halpern, but this time he was dressed in rags, ripped shoes. A cold, thin blanket covered him because he couldn't afford a coat and it was in the middle of the winter.
Someone's at the door. Wait a second. Who's there?
A nedava, please. A nedava, please.
Oh, someone's collecting tzedakah. Sure, come in, please. Would you like a warm tea?
Yes.
You look familiar. Let me get you a tea. He looks very familiar. I wonder who that is. Here, would you like some sugar? Oh, Nebuch, you must be cold. Wait a second. Wait a second. Can it be? Is this for real? Am I awake or is this a dream? Are you? Are you?
I am. Your old boss, Mr. Halpern.
What happened to you?
After that day that I got the money back, everything went sour for me. It was terrible. I lost one farm and another farm. Every business deal I tried simply failed. And soon, not only was I not making money, but I owed many people money. Eventually, I had to sell my home. And now I am reduced to being a beggar. And I have to wander on the streets. As a matter of fact, I just came to this town with a group of other collectors. We each made up to take a different street. At night, we get together and we pool the money.
You do recognize me?
Of course, Kleinemus. I am the one that has changed. You look pretty much the same.
Mr. Halpern, I don't want you wandering around with beggars. I can't understand what happened to you. Please, tell them to go on. Let them go on their way. You'll stay here for a while and rest up. I will bring you new clothes. I'll give you what you need. Please, please.
I must return to them.
Why? Why must you return to them? At least stay with me for Shabbos. Please?
All right. I will tell them.
Hey, Halpern, where were you?
Oh, I came to tell you I met an old friend of mine. I'm going to be staying with him for Shabbos. You people can travel along alone. I'm going to be on my own for a while.
What do you think he's up to?
I don't know.
He probably stole some money.
Yeah.
Let's try to get it back from him. Where's he going? Looks to me like he's going to the mikvah of Kavod Shabbos. Let's see if we can find the money in his clothes.
It's not here.
Hurry, hurry, before he comes back.
It's not here.
He must have hid it someplace else.
Well, we'll get even with him. Let's take his clothes and run for it.
Tati, why aren't you making Kiddush?
I'm waiting for the guest. I don't know what happened to him. I showed him where the mikveh was Erev Shabbos, and he has not returned yet.
Was he in shul by Maariv?
No, but I just figured he must have davened in a different shul.
How long are we going to wait for him? He probably found someplace else to eat.
No, he has no place else to eat. He's a very special person. I must go look for him. I don't even know where to look. Excuse me.
Yeah?
Did you notice that man who was staying in my house this afternoon?
Yeah. That person dressed in the rags.
Which way did he go?
Last I saw him, he was carrying his clothes and a bag and going to the mikveh.
Hope nothing happened to him over there. I must run over quickly. I must run over quickly and see where he is. Oh no, I hope he didn't fall down and hurt himself. The mikveh's all dark. Oh, he's not here. Wait. Do I hear someone inside? I think I hear... What? Do I hear someone singing?
Mitzvah kedai la liyais besimcha liyais besimcha tamid. It's such a mitzvah. Always perfect.
Mr. Halpern!
Oh, hi.
What happened? What happened? Are you okay?
Do me a favor, Kleinemus. Can you bring me like a shirt and a coat and I'll tell you everything?
Mr. Halpern, do you mind explaining something to me?
Go ahead.
We came back, and we thought that the million ruble was lost for sure. And all of a sudden, Ness, the million ruble, is there. Instead of jumping for joy, he was sad. And then he started firing everybody. Now, when you were in the biggest problem that one could imagine? You're singing? Mitzvah Gedayla Elias Besimcha? Mr. Halpern, you're from the smartest people I know. Can you explain it to me?
My dear Kleinemus, the Gemara says that if someone goes 40 days without experiencing any kind of pain whatsoever, either he was mekabel all of his schar down here in this world, or he's in for some real big trouble. The little mishaps and mistakes that we make in life is the greatest bracha from Hashem. It reminds us to do tshuva, and it reminds us that we are in His hands. When we came back and I realized that everything in the world is going my way, and nothing ever went wrong in who knows how long, and even a million ruble that I left was found, I knew I was in trouble. But now that I was left with absolutely nothing, I knew that I was in the Rabbeinu Shalom's hands, and everything from here on in has to get better. It has to.
Ta, what happened to the Gevir Halpern?
But what do you think happened? Once he knew that he had to be in the Rabbeinu Shalom's hands, everything in the world started working out for him. One investment after the other started to bloom, and he soon retained all of his old wealth, and even more. Don't you understand? Everyone feels, at one point in their life, like, I have nothing, and nothing is going my way. Now you can get angry, and start to look to see what somebody else has, but then you'll be left with nothing. Or you can say to Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm in your hands. And then, you can't even imagine how good things can become.